Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, July 27th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up 3 cents, December wheat up 4 and 3 quarter cents, and November beans up 8 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar up just a few ticks, crude oil steady, gold and silver are sharply higher, the bonds are down a full basis point. Export sales this morning, about as expected on the wheat, 498. Corn was light at 574. Beans were a good number combined at 835. We also had a sale this morning of 264,000 metric tons of beans to unknown, so that's all positive here. The crop tour in the Dakotas is telling us that the second day the yield was down to, I think it was about 35 and change. So obviously we know that we've got some severe problems there. I'm surprised Minneapolis wheat didn't act a little bit better overnight off of those numbers. A little bit of strength overnight. I think the rains were a little bit disappointing. We didn't see any rains here in Chicago. Most of it went well south of the city into Indiana. The question, you know, is being debated at how much rain did guys actually get? How much good did it do? You know, where they got the rains, it was certainly helpful, but not everybody got the rains. They were kind of spotty. It wasn't like a big, widespread deal out here. So I think we got a little overextended on Tuesday, brought it back on Wednesday and Thursday a little bit here, and with some of the outside markets cooperating, we could see at least a firm start to the day. Again, we'll get to 11 o'clock, and we'll see if we get any change in the forecast, which could send the markets lower again. But we're just in this weather pattern out here. If you believe nobody's getting any rain or not enough rain and that yields are going down, you want to replace any cash sales with some call options. If you think that the crops are getting certainly boosted by these rains, you need to be protecting the downside out here because there's still a fair amount of risk. So, you know, I'm in the camp that the beans have lost 1 to 2 bushels, maybe even more out here. That could put carryouts under 300 million, which I think would absolutely spur this market higher. But we may not know all this until we get into harvest. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.